This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bakra. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha have been adjourned sine die today. The monsoon session had begun on 21st of the last month. In the Lok Sabha, when the House assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said during the session, 14 government bills were introduced and a total of 12 bills were passed. He said a two-day special discussion was also held on Operation Sindoor, which concluded with the reply of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Speaker informed that a special discussion was also initiated on the achievements of India's space program in the Lok Sabha. He said a total of 419 starred questions were included in the agenda for this session, but due to continuous pre-planned disruptions, only 55 questions could be taken for oral reply. Parliament has passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. This bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and financial transactions related to them. It has the provision for the appointment of Online Gaming Authority for coordinated policy support, strategic development and regulatory oversight of the sector. The objective of the bill is to protect individuals, especially youth and vulnerable populations, from the adverse social, economic, psychological and privacy-related impacts of such games. The bill has a provision of complete ban on offering, operating or facilitating online money games. There is a provision of imprisonment up to 3 years and fine up to 1 crore rupees or both in case of violation of the law related to online money gaming. India Bloc Vice Presidential nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy filed his nomination at Parliament House today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Senior Congress Leader Sonia Gandhi, NCP SCP Leader Sharad Pawar, Samajwadi Party Leader Ram Gopal Yadav, DMK Leader Tiruchi Shiva and TMC Leader Shatabdi Roy, among others, were present on the occasion. NDA's Vice Presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan had filed his nomination papers yesterday. The scrutiny of the nominations will take place tomorrow. The nominations can be withdrawn till the 25th of this month. The Vice Presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov held talks in Russia today. In his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar said the meeting is an occasion to discuss political relationship and review bilateral ties. He said the global context of this meeting today is the evolving geopolitical situation, shifting economic and trade landscape and shared goals to maximize complementaries. He expressed confidence that the exchange of views today will contribute to making the India-Russia annual summit as outcome-oriented as possible. ISRO chairperson V. Narayanan today said that in the last 10 years, the country has witnessed phenomenal and exponential progress in the space sector. While briefing the media in New Delhi, he said that the missions completed from 2015 to 2025 are almost double those from 2005 to 2015. He asserted that the Axiom 4 mission was a prestigious mission as Air Force Group Captain and astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla, the first Indian, was taken to the International Space Station and was brought back safely. He added that in the space industry, 300 startups have been created, which was just 10 years ago. Speaking at the event, Air Force Group Captain and astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla thanked the Indian government and Team ISRO for making the Axiom 4 mission possible. He said that knowledge received from the Axiom 4 space mission will be invaluable for India's future Gaganyaan mission and setting up Bharat Antariksh Space Station. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal tomorrow. During his visit to Bihar, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees at Gaya. During his visit to West Bengal, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees. He will also flag off metro train services on the newly constructed sections in Kolkata. Prime Minister of the Republic of Fiji, Sithivani Liga Mamada Rabaka, will be on a 3-day visit to India from Sunday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.